This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Tonight,
the CMT Awards are such a party.
ET's with CMT queen Carrie Underwood, plus the show-stopping collabs.
That's what I like.
I can feel it.
And the noise-making fashion.
I don't know if you can hear this. I squeak.
Then Ben Affleck high-rolling with J-Lo's mom while they're in Vegas together without Jennifer. Plus, Prince Harry's uncle faces cameras and explains the tension in the royal family.
It's very sad.
And the Backstreet Boys teaming up with NSYNC, only we've got the details straight from Nick Carter.
All right. ET starts right now.
Carrie Underwood stands come through once again.
Welcome to ET at the London West Hollywood. The party is still going on in Nashville right now.
Yes, it is. Yeah. The CMT Music Awards were fire. Yeah. So many fantastic performances. We see you, her, and Gladys Knight.
Yes, come indeed. On now.
But the evening belonged to Queen Carrie.
Take a picture in my mind, so we're always together.
Carrie stunned in a sequined suit, hitting the stage with Need to Breathe. 20 minutes later, she extended her CMT record to 23.
Carrie Underwood and John Legend.
John Legend, thank you for sending me this incredible song and agreeing to sing with me on it.
Carrie and John weren't the only duo making news. Her and Chris Stapleton joined forces for Hold On.
How did this collaboration come to be?
You know, I'm a huge Chris Stapleton fan. It was like a phone call like, hey, want to perform at the Country Music Television, you know, awards with me? And he was like, yeah, of course, I would love to.
And this was thrilling. Mickey Guyton with the legendary Gladys Knight.
We're doing our
thing. Miss Gladys Knight, you are no stranger to the CMT family.
All my hits were country songs.
Yes, they were.
Midnight Train to Georgia, yep. Country song.
Mickey, is this a pinch me moment for you tonight to be able to perform with her?
Absolutely. It's like an out-of-body experience.
Here's another collab we'd love to see.
Everybody's throwing down on a Friday night.
Is Blake Shelton's mentor, Trace Adkins, who presented last night, gonna help him tie the knot with Gwen?
You know, he officiated your wedding not too long ago, and he's getting married soon. Are you gonna return the favor for Blake Shelton?
If he asked me to. He's not about to get married. I don't think anybody's got an invitation.
I've been trying to recruit entertainment. I asked Nick Jonas.
Would you say yes?
Very expensive, is what I'd say. We are very expensive.
He said he's too expensive, so now I'm asking you, would you at least be the entertainment?
No.
Really?
I'm way too expensive.
Way too expensive?
I'm more expensive than a Jonas.
I've got some famous friends.
The CMT Music Awards was also Dad's Night Out, with performer Thomas Rhett getting ready for a very full house.
We were due in November, and we're going to have four little girls, and it's just going to be awesome. I feel like I've gotten very good at being a girl dad.
How is Lauren doing?
Lately, her thing has been bean burritos from Taco Bell at like 11 o'clock at night. So
that's you on Taco Bell duty?
Man. Yep.
Also expecting Brett Young. Baby number two is set to arrive next month.
Are you guys ready?
Not any more than we were for the first one.
Kane Brown had wife Caitlin by his side and gushed about 19-month-old Kingsley Rose's latest milestone.
She said wow today, or whoa. Was it whoa? Wow.
Aww.
She says dada perfectly.
Kane Brown!
Kane was the night's only double winner. His co-host Kelsey Ballerini took home her first CMT award, had four outfit changes, and really made some noise in hot pink leather.
I just feel like Ross in that Friends episode.
I can't get them back on, Joey. I can't.
Like, getting it on, it was a whole situation. And every time I walk, I don't know if you can hear this, but I squeak. Like the key.
Miranda Lambert, who had actual fire for her performance, lost out to two absent winners, Taylor Swift and Gabby Barrett, who bowed out for personal reasons. Lindsay L. stepped in, jamming out in a boot. Reason for her injury? She was chasing after her dog.
It's a broken foot, and I broke it pretty good. So they told me 8 weeks.
8 weeks.
It's a good thing she's cute, guys. It's a good thing she's cute.
Carly Pierce's date was her matchy-match dog, June Jolene. Nearly a year to the day, Carly filed for divorce from hubby of 8 months, Michael Ray.
Are you back in the dating game?
I am open to love, I'll tell you that.
I've never felt so seen, Kevin Frazier. Me and Carly reviving.
Yeah, you are open to love.
Well, since we are on the topic of love, you know J-Lo and Ben are still going strong, but right now, they're apart.
Yeah, she is in Miami working on music, so where's Ben? Oh, he's in Sin City with her mama.
What?
Yep, there's Ben, water bottle in hand, directing a casino scene for his new project. J-Lo's mom, Guadalupe, is there chatting with the crew while her daughter is thousands of miles away hitting the gym. We know both Ben and Guadalupe have a shared love of gambling, poker for him, slots for her. The two have always had a close bond.
My mother loves Ben.
But he won her over in true Affleck fashion.
Everybody give it up for Lupe!
The last time Ben and Guadalupe were hanging out in public was at the Vax Live concert last month. Ben watched backstage as Guadalupe and J-Lo performed. So we know mom approves of Bennifer, but how does the rest of the family feel? A source tells ET, J-Lo's ex, Mark Anthony, gives Ben his stamp of approval, as long as Ben keeps her and their kids happy. As for Jennifer Garner, our source says she's accepting of Ben and there is no animosity as long as Ben stays on track and keeps the situation healthy, especially regarding the kids. From Ben and Jennifer's rekindled love to the Queen honoring the love of her life on what would have been Prince Philip's 100th birthday.
That's really fun. That's
Queen Elizabeth, in a rare casual look, added a new breed of roses to her garden, named for her late husband. This while their youngest son, Prince Edward, talked Harry and Meghan in a new CNN interview.
Fantastic news about the baby. That's great. I hope they'll be very happy with that.
As for the family rift,
it's very sad. We've all had, you know, excessive intrusion and attention in our lives, and we've all dealt with it in slightly different ways. Listen, families are families, aren't they, really? Mm-hmm.
I know what the royal family needs.
What's that?
A barbecue with the Turners.
Oh. Well, we would cook some good food, and the Turner family debate is legendary. We might work some stuff out.
Y'all would work it out.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, let's move to the world premiere of In the Heights. Rachel Smith joins us from New York City. And Rachel, you got to be tired after all that dancing you were doing on the red carpet.
Yes, Kev, and I'm going to keep on dancing here at Madame Tussauds New York in Times Square. And trust me when I tell you, there was so much to celebrate.
Can we make a little noise tonight?
Mic check, 1, 2, are we on? Are we on?
What am I doing? What am I doing?
Anthony is having a moment.
If you don't know, now you know.
This movie is so good. It just makes you, it makes you want to sing.
Well, you burst into song just now, so now I really know it's working.
At long last, the In the Heights cast reunited, including creator Lin-Manuel Miranda, Anthony Ramos, Sue Brott fiancé Jasmine Cephas-Jones, and Mark Anthony, who makes a cameo in the film. It was a full circle moment to kick off the Tribeca Festival.
Here we are at the world premiere in Washington Heights.
I grew up here, I love it here, and now this love letter to the movie, which we got to film in the community, is premiering here.
We cannot stop, this is our block!
It's also a celebration of life, yo. 70 people dancing in the middle of the street, we haven't seen that in who knows how long, right?
I jokingly said I came out of that wishing I was Latina.
And check out Gail's bestie, Oprah, also fangirling over the musical, which hits theaters and HBO Max today.
It's sensational, the music, the dancing. Lin-Manuel Miranda!
Her saying my name is my outgoing voicemail. Now it's Lin-Manuel Miranda!
Back to Anthony. Let's just say he's a busy guy. He's also appearing in the 8-episode Starz dramedy, Blindspotting, premiering Sunday. It's a continuation of the 2018 film of the same name. Bonus, this is a little Hamilton reunion. Daveed Diggs executive produces, and Jasmine stars.
Let's go! It's showtime, honey!
How often do you guys break out into song and dance behind the scenes?
That's me just in everyday life all the time. I sing a lot of my conversations. We broke out into the cha-cha slide literally a couple of days into filming.
Someone decided to let us make a TV show. Like, that's crazy.
I'm like practically the person they need a restraining order about for Hamilton.
Enter superfan Helen Hunt. She shows us all how it pays to slip into someone's DMs like she did with Daveed.
I saw the movie and loved it. He tweeted about it and they commented on my tweet and then we direct messaged each other. Next thing I knew, we were having drinks together and saying we should be making work together.
Helen takes in Jasmine, a single working mom, navigating life as a woman of color.
There's a lot of women out there that are like this, that are dealing with these kind of situations, that do superhero things every day. Her, you know, superpower is her love and how strong she is.
Love and perseverance, two of the greatest superpowers. All right, now on to Mama Nicole Kidman. Why she may need her own superhero powers after talking to Chris Rock.
You've been married a couple of times, so.
I'm on my second marriage and my last marriage.
Plus.
Spoiler alert.
A True Blood reboot in the works. What Stephen Moyer and Anna Paquin just revealed.
Actually telling you on ET.
Plus, at home with Super Bowl champ Gronk and girlfriend Camille Kostick announcing a new career.
I'm not that smart right now for saying that.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car. It's the two-door coupe that was there for your first drive. The hatchback that took you cross-country and back. And the minivan that tackles the weekly carpool. For the cars you couldn't live without, trust Amica Auto Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Chris Rock and Nicole Kidman interviewed each other for Variety's Actors on Actors series, and when the topic of marriage came up, Chris went there.
You've been married a couple of times, so playing a wife is...
I'm on my second marriage and my last marriage.
I've had one marriage. Got another friend. Tell her, call me.
Now, Chris told me that he was not good at relationships, obviously, he said.
Here's a Hollywood marriage that is going strong. Anna Paquin and Stephen Moyer.
Yeah, True Blood fans are still all about Bill and Sookie, but would they take another bite? Well, Lauren Zima found out.
Sookie.
Could we see either of you reprise your roles in this highly anticipated reboot? Would you be up for it?
I would love to see all of those people again and work with them again.
That's some of the best years of my life. I'd kick down the door to get to work with any of those people again.
But, spoiler alert, my character doesn't make it.
A flashback of some kind?
I'm up for a flashback.
All right.
I'm actually telling you on ET, I'm up for a flashback.
Yes.
After meeting on True Blood, falling in love, and now raising four kids, Anna and Steven are back for season two of FLAC, streaming tomorrow on Amazon Prime Video.
My name's Robin. I work for MPPR.
Anna and Steven are both executive producers on the show, and this time, Steven is calling the shots with his wife.
He's a very gifted director, and I'm not just saying that because I'm his wife. There's no special perks because, you know, because you're married to the lead.
Now tell me that's not the sort of woman you want representing your brand.
Anna plays a publicist slash fixer who finds a way to spin celebrity scandal.
Somebody's getting fired!
Is any of this salaciousness things that you have seen in real life?
Yes.
Every single one has an element of truth.
All right, let's jump now from celebrity scandal to a boy band rivalry for the ages.
Looking back on the things we've done.
Team BSB or Team NSYNC?
How real was that rivalry?
It kind of became real.
Exclusive details on the new collab that won't make you choose.
We are all coming together to rival bands.
Then Gronk gets grilled. What only girlfriend Camille Kostick could get him to confess to.
You know me, I think anything crazy is a great idea.
We're just going to say we're going to be doing a little something special, and it's going to be huge.
Fans never thought they'd see the day. It's like the Sharks and the Jets getting together. Yes, E.T. can exclusively reveal that NSYNC and the Backstreet Boys are coming together to celebrate L.A. Pride.
Yes, indeed. BSB's A.J. McLean and Nick Carter, plus NSYNC's Lance Bass and Joey Fatone, along with some surprise guests, will host Bingo Under the Stars. And they'll also perform together at the Grove in L.A. on June 18th. Wow. And only Lauren Zima is talking to Nick all about it. Tell me why it ain't
nothing but a first time ever that Backstreet Boys and NSYNC have ever done something together like this.
Nick, the 13-year-old in me is having her mind blown right now.
Well, Lance and I have been speaking for quite some time. So we just basically had this idea that evolved that said, hey, listen, you know, obviously, Pride Month is very important. Why don't we just do something together? We're set to perform a couple of songs by Backstreet Boys, a couple of songs by NSYNC. I think we're just gonna do the hits. I want it that way, and bye, bye, bye.
What's your favorite NSYNC song? Is there one you wish you'd recorded?
Yes, I'm a big fan of I Want You Back.
You're all I ever wanted. You're all I ever needed, yeah.
E.T.'s been right there with these two boy bands as both became legendary. But was there ever some boy band bad blood? Chris Kirkpatrick once confessed, there was a time when I couldn't be in the same room with A.J. McLean. How real was that rivalry?
It kind of became real because, you know, when you're out there and you're competing, it was pushed a little bit from our managers, but in the end, you know, we're all still here, and now we're becoming friends, which is great.
Well, turns out the two boy bands have kinda performed together before. E.T. was at the 2001 Super Bowl, where NSYNC did the halftime show while the BSB sang the national anthem.
How was it? Felt like I was at home. Put it that way.
For us, we got the choice and we passed on the halftime. but it was a memorable experience, you know, for everyone, and everyone was able to share. Backstreet's back,
all right. But this collaboration, though, be still my boy band loving heart. Well, here is a match made in sports and model heaven. NFL star Rob Gronkowski and his model girlfriend Camille Kostick. We know she's got some hosting skills. She's been with us a time or two. So who better to interview Gronkowski than Camille herself? It's another ET exclusive.
I am here
with the one and only Robbie G. We're here in Tampa Bay, so it's only right to ask you, as a Buccaneer, it's been a while, you won the Super Bowl. What has been the highlight of the offseason so far?
I'll go with the boat parade 3 days after we won the Super Bowl game.
What was going through your head when Tom Brady threw the Lombardi Trophy?
Oh, wow. That was the most important catch of the season right there.
You know me, I think anything crazy is a great idea. Actually, what would have been cool is that we were Buccaneers, so if the trophy fell in the ocean, we would have been pirates and gone scuba diving.
They got it.
Okay, and I know that Tom has done an impression of you.
Dude, that was great. That was perfect. That was just what I needed. I feel ripped now.
Can you do an impression of him?
Right here on the spot, like at this wonderful restaurant?
That sounds like a no.
The four-time Super Bowl champ, WWE 24/7 champ, New York Times best-selling author, and a new dad to French Bulldog Ralphie also knows his way around the kitchen.
We're taking this bus to Playtime.
He gave E.T. a personal invite to watch as he cooked up an old family recipe, the Gronkalo chicken and waffle. The dish will be featured during Guy Fieri's restaurant reboot presented by LendingTree, which live streams June 12th.
This is going to be part of the Off the Hook Celebrity Creations presented by Pepsi. What's this dish about and why that name?
Yes, the Gronkalo chicken and waffles. Well, first off, it's really the buffalo chicken and waffles, but, you know, because I'm from Buffalo, so it goes well with me. You know I'm from Buffalo, Camille. Come on. Actually, maybe you don't. I don't know. Maybe we got to do like a pop quiz or something, like of where I'm from. It's an item that, you know, my mother's been making since back in the heyday, you know.
You're a wee lad.
Yes, and we use a lot of hot sauce on it.
It's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes.
I saw you making the special Gronkalo. Who do you think's a better cook?
Oh,
that's a tough one.
Yeah, I'm going to go with myself.
You want to know what? I knew you were going to say that. So to that, I'm going to say I am no longer cooking in the kitchen, everybody.
I should have never said myself.
Breakfast, lunch,
I'm not that smart right now for saying that.
I like that answer.
Yes, thanks, baby.
I love you.
See, Rob, sometimes it's better just to...
I just shut up and eat your food.
There you go. That's what you do, right? Yeah. All right, Kev, this hurts my heart. Coming up, Blake Lively's personal loss.
E.T.'s sweet red carpet moment with Blake and her late dad, Ernie.
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the E.T. podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where E.T. airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Before we leave the London West Hollywood, we're remembering actor and father to Blake Lively, Ernie Lively, known for his roles in Dukes of Hazzard and Passenger 57.
Yeah, he passed away last week at the age of 74 from heart complications. He was surrounded by his wife and his children.
Actually, all five of Ernie's kids followed in his acting footsteps. He even played Blake's father in two of the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants movies.
Yeah, E.T. was on the carpet with them back in 2008. So we're going to leave you with this very sweet father-daughter moment.
This is my papa!
I've worked with a lot of beautiful women, none more pretty than this. It's the most special thing you could ever imagine. It's the greatest home movie you could ever have, for sure.
If you like Entertainment Tonight, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.